Hello, this is Caroline and Emily, and this is our assessment. Hello, and welcome to Amazing Art Records. You are back with me, Caroline. So today's theme is abstract art. Do you ever wonder what exactly abstract art is? Well, I can say that I'm not an expert. What I do know is that abstract art does not attempt to represent external reality, but seeks to achieve its effect using shapes, forms, colors, and textures. Basically, abstract art does not represent any form of reality, such as living things. They are made up of imaginary illusions and things, which do not exist. Since I'm no expert, today an exceptional abstract artist will be joining us to tell all that we need to know about abstract art. Without further ado, let's welcome Robert Delaunay. Welcome, and thank you for joining us, Mr. Delaunay.
Yes, thank you for having me today, Amazing Art Records. It's such an honor for me to be tuning in with Amazing Art Records and to be sharing my experiences with all of you artsy friends.
Mr. Delaunay, since today's topic is abstract art and you as an abstract artist, would you like to tell us what exactly abstract art is to you?
I surely do, my friend. So in my opinion, abstract art is when you can be yourself and you can create your own world in your artwork. Some key points of abstract art is, among them, being yourself. Always be yourself when creating abstract art. Another point is there is no limits and rules in creating abstract art. You have no rules in creating art, just be yourself and create the best abstract art you could have imagined. The last key point is use as
What an interesting point of view, Mr. Delaunay. I totally do agree with you that abstract art, like what you just said, doesn't have limits and rules. Personally, what do you think is the most interesting idea about abstract art?
Basically, abstract art itself is already interesting. However, I personally think that most thing idea of abstract art is that we get to create something funky and weird. Mostly, only the painter or the creator is the only one who understands every single meaning of the artwork. I think that it's interesting because you get to think in different points of view and perspectives, which people doesn't do normally.
That's fantastic! We are totally standing at the same side. I find abstract art indeed very interesting to me too. Do you find any other abstract artwork appealing to you? If so, tell us some of them.
Absolutely, I do have some artwork that inspire me. You see, my wife is Sonia Delaunay, and she started by creating artworks which looks very similar to mine. I personally think that through all the times when I created my art, she has inspired me a lot and supported me all the way.
How fascinating, Mr. Delaunay. Talking about abstract art, why do you personally choose to be an abstract artist?
I think that being an abstract artist is unique.
Oh wow, you're indeed a one-of-a-kind painter, aren't you? Well, artsy friends, that sums up the first session of our interview with Mr. Robert Delaunay. To know more about Mr. Delaunay, don't go anywhere, and we're gonna be back with you shortly after this commercial.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes!
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes!
And this?
Yes.
And what about this?
Yes.
Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Thanks for tuning in to Amazing Art Records. Let's continue the second session of our interview with Mr. Robert Delaunay.
What a great commercial you got there!
Yes, indeed. Mr. Delaunay, what is actually your style? Would you please describe your style of art to our fellow artsy friends?
My style of painting is using neo-impressionism, pointillism, and cubism. I often use vibrant colors and different types of geometrical shapes which I combine into my idea of abstract art.
You have such a great combination of techniques and ideas, which can create a masterpiece, Mr. Delaunay. Would you like to explain to us more about one of your masterpieces, which you like the most?
Sure, my artwork, which is portrait to Jean Metzinger, is one of the most well-known artworks that I created. It is made on the 1906 during the 100th anniversary of the Cubism technique. I painted it with oil on canvas. I created that artwork with Cubism and Divisionism. The matter of subject is portrait and figurative.
As you pick portrait the Jean Metzinger as an example, do you often compare your artwork with the methods and styles with other artists? If so, please tell us.
Well, I don't actually compare my artwork with any other artist in common.
Oh, I see. Well, that's it for today, our artsy friends. Thank you, Mr. Delaunay, for sharing your inspiring experience. Your presence is very much appreciated. See you next time and have a great day.